Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty, a daily podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are doing depth chart reactions. So cut down day reactions here. I'm going to release this. I typically release these early in the morning. I'm going to release this once I'm done recording it. So I'll just upload it and that'll be your daily podcast. So if you're up late night or really early morning, you'll get it at a different time. So just earlier. Arizona Cardinals. Not a ton here, not really super surprising. Eno Benjamin makes the roster. I think he's a deeper stash, 35, 40-man roster, something like that. Listen, the wide receiver core, Hopkins, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, Andy Isabella. Like, you could paint me a picture where all of a sudden that's really thin, right? Hopkins, I think, is good. That's fine. But A.J. Green could be washed. Kirk could just be not a whole lot. I mean, Moore, we're kind of wondering what his role might be. Isabella hasn't really shown much, and all of a sudden, like, you actually have some holes. You have, I think, a diverse set of receivers that could be really good, but you could also really pitch me on the idea that this could go bad quickly. So we'll see there. A lot of pressure on Cliff Kingsbury. All right, the Rams, I think a couple of big things here. They keep Walford and they keep Bryce Perkins, so that's good. Perkins is a guy, it's interesting. So he is officially interesting to me longer term. Again, I'm not rostering him right now, but I'm keeping an eye on him on a deeper level. The running backs, I think, is fascinating. Keeping Darrell Henderson, keeping Sonny Michel, keeping Jake Funk over Xavier Williams. I thought Xavier Williams looked better. I thought Xavier Williams graded out better. They keep Funk. I believe they waived Xavier Jones injured. So we'll see, you know, what that ultimately looks like. But Funk's going to be able to contribute on special teams. And he was an interesting tester, too, coming off some of the injury stuff in college. So he's officially interesting to me. Also notable, Jacob Harris is absolutely buried. So Johnny Mund was playing, is their second tight end, and he was not playing in training camp. So if we go back to Darrell Henderson's rookie year, what's the lesson that we learned? Guys that playing a ton in training camp don't play at all in the regular season. It's the Darrell Henderson lesson that has held. So Johnny Mund, I believe, is going to be ahead of Jacob Harris if you have him. So Jacob Harris may end up being a midseason cut candidate. So that you end up picking up. So just keep that in mind. All right, San Francisco 49ers. I think this one's interesting. So got a couple of moving pieces here. Running, so only two quarterbacks. So I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going anywhere. Listen, I never thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to get caught. So like this, they're in a win now window. Like they can win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like they almost did. So he's not going anywhere. Again, I'm not as bullish on their Super Bowl odds as I think the market is, but he's not going anywhere. Like, this is not going to happen. He's going to start. Trey Lance is going to work in behind him. Trey Lance needs some time. Trey Lance has struggled a bit in training camp. So just sort of keep that in mind. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going anywhere. And if you told me, like if you gave me the over-under on, I don't know, 2.5 months worth of starts, I'm probably taking the over. Like, I think this team's going to contend. I think Garoppolo is pretty good. And I don't think Lance is ready to play yet. So all that said, like, he's going to play in some packages and that sort of thing. But I think that they're going to start Jimmy Garoppolo. So that's the news there. They don't keep Zach Sudfeld either. So this isn't like, hey, we're going to cut Garoppolo for the season. I just don't think that's going to happen. The running back situation is really interesting. So Mostert plays the final game of the preseason, plays 10 snaps, the first 10 plays of the game. Like, that's a pretty good indication of what they think. And there have been a lot of opportunities for San Francisco to go another route at the running back position. They have consistently not done it. So they've consistently showed their cards on being in on Mostert. So just keep that in mind. Again, we like Sermon here, but it is not a week one bet. Mostert could absolutely go out and be a top 10 guy this year if he stays healthy. Like, he could, they sort of vision him in that role. So just keep that in mind. So it's Mostert, Sermon, Elijah Mitchell, and Hasty. I was reading this week that when they took Mitchell in the sixth round this year that the front office got calls like, hey, really good pick, like we're jealous, yada yada. So you never know what that actually means, but I think that is interesting. He skates through, he was injured, kind of skates through, gets into, it makes the 53-man roster over Wayne Gallman. So we'll see there. I don't know if Mitch is going to be ready. It might be a situation where they end up putting him on IR. That wouldn't shock me if they go put him on IR and then bring Gallman back. That wouldn't shock me. So just be on the lookout for that. Jalen Hurd is kept, which is really interesting. It didn't exactly expect that. So I think it's interesting. He hasn't really shown much in his career. He's been very hurt. So we'll see. You know, I think they still like him, but I don't know what he offers at this point. Jordan Matthews cut. He has practice squad eligibility, so keep that in mind. I will say one name to monitor here, Trent Sherfield. Trent Sherfield makes this roster. He offers a little bit something different at the receiving game, which frankly I think is interesting. And listen, if you have questions about, you know, if it's questions about Debo Samuel or Ayuk or anything like that, Sherfield's actually played pretty well in camp. So just keep that in mind. Mohamed Sanu is going to be the three. Sherfield's really the four, but I think he's officially interesting, like 35, 40 man, something like that. Not much to react to in Seattle other than Chris Carson, Alex Collins, Rashad Penny, DJ Dallas, and Travis Homer make the roster. I have no idea who's going to be the injury away guy. Like, I'm going to do a little bit more research on that, but good freaking luck. Would be sort of my initial reaction to that. Dwayne Eskridge makes his team wide receiver three. So right into the frying pan. And listen, he's been supported. They only keep four guys. He's been linked to doing some some additional study, I guess we'll say, with Russell Wilson. You're going to get an opportunity pretty quickly. So I think that's a really interesting situation. I've got like a rogue share, just a, you know, falling pedigree type situation. We'll look to potentially cash that out early in the season. The Chicago Bears are going to earn the initial, I haven't made it through all of the rosters yet, so we're going to do all 32 here. But they are making the list of absolutely most bizarre roster constructions. So they have three quarterbacks, and that is Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and Nick Foles. And the reason they have three quarterbacks is because they have two horrific quarterback contracts that they can't move off of. If I'm Nick Foles, I'm just like counting my money, like Scrooge McDuck. They keep three running backs. So Monty, Damian Williams, Khalil Herbert. They put Cohen on PUP. I will say this. I think Damian Williams is the injury away guy. If he doesn't prove much, like he could be the cut guy if Cohen comes back. So that's 6 weeks out, got some time. I think if Montgomery falls out of his chair tomorrow and blows out his knee, I think Damian Williams is the week one starter. That's not the most secure situation. Again, I'm going to do another podcast on just injury away running backs. But I think that's a notable one. This is just more meant longer. A little bit more broad study here. The receivers, this is just terrible. Allen Robinson, Darnell Mooney, Marquise Goodwin, Damir Bird, Rodney Adams has been interesting in camps. So that's interesting. Five tight ends. This is, again, the ridiculous construct. Jimmy Graham, Cole Kmet, J.P. Holtz, Jesper Horsted, Jesse James. Five tight ends. Ready for this? Seven inside linebackers. So four outside linebackers, four cornerbacks, four safeties, five defensive linemen. But don't worry, you have seven inside linebackers and five tight ends. I just don't really understand what's going on. So that's the interesting stuff there. Again, this is very consolidated. It's Allen Robinson. Is Jimmy Graham a potential trade guy? I don't know. I don't know what that situation is ultimately going to look like. I had in a home league, someone tried to tell me that they were that, and I'm a Cole Kmet guy. I took a lot of shares of Cole Kmet in the process of rookie drafts and that sort of thing. And he tried to pitch me that Cole Kmet was the next Travis Kelce. And I was just like, okay. Like, I know I'm being swindled when. And I don't know how that's going to happen. But we'll have to check back with him and we'll get a beat on that situation. So ultimately, I think it's a really interesting and not optimized construct there with Chicago. Detroit Lions, no huge surprises. Brashad Perriman cut. I think that one's interesting. They keep Goff, Tim Boyle, and David Blau. Boyle has an injury, so I don't know if he's going to land on IR or what the situation's going to be there. They have to clear a roster spot to get a kicker, presumably. So we'll see there. Maybe that's where it comes from. You know, put him on IR. Maybe he can come back later on in the season, something like that. I believe it's a finger that he injured, so just be on lookout for that. They spoke pretty highly of him coming in, so just for what that's worth. So the running back situation is really interesting. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, no real surprise there. Jamar Jefferson's the third. Godwin Agwabuki, I believe is how you pronounce his name, out of Northwestern, converted from defensive back to running back. He's 26 years old, so just keep that in mind. But he's an interesting story in terms of his career arc. So they keep him. I'm not super there yet on him, but I think that's an interesting one. Darren Fells and Hockenson are kept at tight end, so no surprise there. They have at receiver, it's pretty dismal. So Tyrell Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Khalif Raymond, Tom Kennedy, Quintez Cephas, and Trinity Benson. So for what that is worth, I think interesting down the dial name, Tom Kennedy has actually stood out. I don't think he has any fantasy value whatsoever, but he will be interesting to watch from an undersized, but kind of knows what he's doing perspective. He was an interesting watch in preseason. Green Bay Packers, not much surprise or suspense here. Rodgers, Jordan Love, no third quarterback, so Jordan Love presumably will be active. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Kylan Hill. Hill is interesting, and then he makes the roster over some other guys that have from years past. Dexter Williams, for example, that's interesting. Marquez Valdez-Scantling makes it behind Devontae Adams. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, Malik Taylor. So pretty static there outside of the addition of Randall Cobb and Amari Rodgers, like not a ton of change. Robert Tonyan's back. Josiah DeGara makes it. Like, it's not super suspenseful there. Mercedes Lewis, Dominique Daphne. Bronson Kafusu, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Kafusi, I believe. Something like that. He was actually talked up by Rodgers early on in camp. So it looks like he's probably going to be a practice squad guy. So interesting to note there. No real big takeaways or nothing really changing because of this particular roster. Minnesota Vikings. I wonder if this is a potential landing spot for Cam. I don't know. It doesn't offer an immediate landing spot, but, and I don't know how they fancy themselves, but Cousins and Kellen Mond, the top two quarterbacks there, I don't really know how they think of themselves, if they are trying to shore up quarterback two or something like that, or what the contract situation would be, but I think it's interesting. Dalvin Cook, Madison, Kenny Ngannou make the roster. Ngannou is probably going to get put on IR. That's what it looks like based on some reports there. So keep an eye on that. They'll probably bring back Amir Abdullah. So Amir Abdullah got cut, but he's a potential guy to come back. And if Ngannou ends up on IR, you have him, stash him, right? Stash him on IR if you can. Irv Smith is another one. Looks like could potentially be on the, be placed on IR there. So they do bring in, Chris Herndon, and apparently the trade went through after the deadline. He'll be on the roster tomorrow, it looks like, when you listen to this, it'll be today, I guess. But he's not officially make the 53 because it doesn't look like it went through. The way the actual trade went through didn't beat the roster declaration. So for what that's worth, he'll be there. So, and Irv Smith might end up on an IR situation that, then he can return. It's 3 weeks this year. So, So be on the lookout for that. Nothing real too notable outside of that. Conklin's interesting. And he was actually hurt, came back, is practicing now. So I actually like him over Herndon. I was joking in the group me chat that I think it was Schefter or Rappaport. Someone was like, oh, Herndon, a really high upside player. And I'm like, okay. Like, all right. Like, keep selling that. I don't know who they were paid off by. Wide receiver position, not a whole heck of a lot there outside of Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. DeeDee Westbrook, Dan Chizina, KJ Osborne, Amir Smith-Marset. So, again, not much there to watch for. We kind of know how this offense is going to be buttered. It's going to be the running backs. It's going to be Justin Jefferson. It's going to be Thielen. And then it's going to be some type of tight end action when they're healthy. Carolina Panthers, Chuba Hubbard is going to be a priority injury away guy if he's not already rostered. He needs to be, and I have some of those leagues that haven't opened IR yet. I think he's an aggressive bid. So that can be a big spend there, I think, at the position because he might be one of the few that's actually out there. So keep that in mind. Not much after him either, Trenton Cannon. If McCaffrey goes down, I don't think Trenton Cannon's competing with Chuba Hubbard in terms of actual competability, and you don't even need to hang out to find if Chuba Hubbard's good. Like, you can flip him. Wide receiver position, not a ton there in terms of like suspense. It's Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Terrace Marshall, David Moore makes it, Brandon Zylstra, Shi Smith makes it as well. So you got special teams angles on all that. Dan Arnold makes it at tight end. Tommy Tremble, Ian Thomas is there. I don't know. We'll see how long that lasts. There's not a whole heck of a lot there. Colin Thomas, Giovanni Ricci. I think Dan Arnold's really interesting. We're watching Tommy Tremble early on in the season. Again, get Chuba Hubbard early. I was listening to a podcast. I think it was from The Athletic that I could write these things down. I'm terrible at this. But they were talking about getting Tommy Tremble involved in that they really like the way that him and Dan Arnold are kind of interchangeable and sort of what they're looking for, which is really interesting given that Ian Thomas gave them nothing last year. So I'm pretty interested in sort of what they're going to cook up there at the tight end position. Okay, turning next to the New Orleans Saints. Oh, I skipped the Falcons. Excuse me, I skipped the Falcons in that division. So they are going to keep Felipe Franks and Josh Rosen at running back, at quarterback. Running back, they keep Mike Davis, Kadri Allison, and Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, wheels up for Mike Davis. There's not much threatening him. There's not much out there either. So for what that's worth, we'll see what, Cordarrelle Patterson, maybe he can actually do some slash stuff. Like, there's openings at wide receiver too. It seems crazy, but there is. So we'll watch for how he's going to contribute. Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage, Olamide Zaccheaus. They've got some other guys. Frank Darby makes the roster. Tajay Sharp is there as well. So we'll sort of see what that looks like. Hayden Hurst, Kyle Pitts, not much after that at the tight end spot. I'm really interested, and I think the couple things I really want to watch is the running back splits between Davis and Allison and how many snaps Hurst is getting, because I think Hurst can absolutely be relevant this year, just almost out of necessity, because I don't think that their offense is going to be too terribly good outside of it's very, very top heavy. And so if you get some contributions out of, like, if Pitts is good to start, Hurst still has plenty of opportunity because he can basically be a third passing game asset outside of Ridley and Pitts. Now jumping back to New Orleans, they keep Jameis Winston, who's going to be their starter. Taysom Hill, I think they actually need him to produce in the offensive weaponry. Like, as crazy as that sounds, like, they need him to be able to play like some skill stuff. They're just very light at the position. Cut Kevin White. There's not a lot here in terms of guys, especially without Michael Thomas. And then we're going to miss some Troutman. We might miss some Troutman time. Like, man, it's really, really narrow outside of Kamara. I've speculated that this could be a potential landing spot for John Brown. I think it'd be interesting. I thought that, hey, if Brandon Cooks was actually available, this would be an interesting one to see if maybe a team is actually, if they were interested in a reunion, because that would be a wide open situation with actually a decent a decent opportunity for him. It'd be the first basically non-Hall of Fame quarterback. Again, maybe, you know, maybe he's the one that really turns guys differently. Again, Jared Goff, I guess he's not a Hall of Famer, but you sort of get the idea. Like, it would have been pretty cool to see him land there, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen yet. I'm still interested in potentially watching for it to happen, because I do think he could be on the move. And that's at least the reports out of Houston, is that like they're trying to trade away vets, which might explain why they kept five running backs. But that's a story for a different for their team. John Brown is one I think we definitely need to be tracking and where he lands. And I think the Saints would be a really interesting spot for him. The running back position, they do keep Latavius Murray. They cut Devontae Freeman, so that's notable. He ends up in the market. That's one you could potentially see, you know, somewhere down the line. You know, does he land in, you know, does he land someplace else? I think that's an interesting one to potentially watch for. The receiver position, again, there's not, you know, it's Marquez Callaway. You've got some, you know, Chris Hogan, like some deeper names. You know, you got Tre'Quan Smith. It's really, they need Michael Thomas back, and they need to address the position. Like, John Brown being a stopgap would be helpful, right? That's part of why I'm pushing that. I think it'd be really helpful. All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and and by the way, you have Adam Troutman, you've got Nick Vinette. Like, there's not much at tight end. You know, there's just not really much there. So we'll have to see. You know, and Troutman's banged up as well, so we'll have to watch for that. See what they can potentially address here on, you know, in the secondary market. All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you have Brady at quarterback, Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, Kyle Trask. Gabbert's going to be your backup guy. He's been kind of in that role for a while. We kind of know what we're getting. They keep four running backs. It's interesting. Bernard, Fournette, Jones, and Keyshawn Vaughn. So I thought that there was a chance that one of them might have been gone. You know, we'll see. And it looks like Vaughn's going to try and play some special teams too, so that would be helpful. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Jalen Darden. You've got a very, you know, it's basically running it back. There's not much mystery here. Cameron Brate, Gronk, O.J. Howard. We'll see O.J. Howard. I think watching O.J. Howard's injury status is going to be interesting. You know, Brate has made a really good career for himself. It's pretty impressive what he has done there, and he's been able to carve up ultimately. All right, turning next to the NFC East, and we have the Dallas Cowboys. They keep Cooper Rush to back up Dak Prescott. There's the thought that Cam Newton could be a potential landing spot here, so we'll be on the lookout for that. You know, and that's at least some of the media reaction. Zeke and Pollard, there's probably going to be a added player back here. There'd be someone on the practice squad, something like that. They're not done, but I think that this shows, you know, this is the reason why Pollard's more valuable than, you know, this is the reason why you take the committed one injury away guy over, you know, the third guy, right? There's a reason for that. And we kind of see it here. Again, Dowdle's injury cost him, but, you know, you don't get a third guy cap. You get Pollard cap. That just shows you there's just a difference there for these guys that are higher end one injury away guys. Cooper, Gallup, CeeDee Lamb actually did not make the 53. He's on the COVID-19 list. So he doesn't count towards the 53. So we'll see how that all goes. Again, they are going to be able to make some moves to shift some guys on IR and that sort of thing. But he needs to get back and get ready to go. We're within 2 weeks of the games actually starting. So we'll watch for that situation there. You know, Cedric Wilson, Malik Turner, Simi Fehuku, Noah Brown's also there as well. You know, we'll see how that ultimately shapes out. It looks like Malik Turner is actually dealing with an injury, so that will probably clear a roster spot when Lamb and Brown are back and eligible to play. Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz, Sean McKeon at tight end. Again, we'll see. It looks like McKeon's on his way to IR. And, you know, we'll, but they, the, team is speculating, I guess the team media is speculating that it could be Jeremy Sprinkle added back, who just got cut. So we'll be on the watch for that. It also looks like I'm interested to see sort of where the Saints are going to play. It looks like they may be playing in Dallas's stadium here because of some of the hurricane stuff. So thoughts and well wishes to all the folks down there, and hope everything works out. I don't think it's going to mess with Dallas too much, but just sort of, you know, I guess back of mind, think about that going forward. All right. Turning next, we have the New York Giants in the NFC East, and not a ton of surprise here. I guess Corey Clement gets cut. It's interesting. They carry Gary Brightwell. So Devontae Booker is going to be your injury away guy. Like to see that. Clement, you could probably cut at this point. Kadarius Toney makes the roster, which is good news. I kid only a little bit. Dante Pettis makes the roster as well. They get a whole bunch of injury and stuff going on here. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, how that's ultimately going to work out. We're monitoring Kyle Rudolph's availability for week one and Evan Ingram's availability here going forward. So I think that's going to be a storyline we're going to have to watch entering week one. Rudolph could be a potential add guy here going forward. So I think if you have a need at tight end, you know, I think that he's an interesting one. Just check his status here going forward, because he's just starting now to really try and ramp up getting ready for week one. All right, Philadelphia Eagles, and we have a cut of Jordan Howard. It's interesting. Maybe he could potentially be back. Some of the speculation there. We'll see. We'll sort of see how that all works out. Gardner Minshew makes it. Joe Flacco makes it. Jalen Hurts, the starter. Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, Kenny Gainwell. I don't think there's a clear answer there in the injury away guy. I went back and I looked week, in the preseason. It was actually Jordan Howard that was the second running back in, and then Boston Scott and Gainwell have really rotated in preseason action. So we'll see. We'll see ultimately what that is. I don't think it's a clear answer. Both of them, I don't think, are going to be highly optimized injury away guys either. So not a huge, not making a huge movement there towards either guy. If they're out there, something like 28 man, yes. But I don't think there's a clear one injury away guy. The wide receiver position, they keep J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over Travis Fulgham. We'll see if they maybe bring Fulgham back. We'll watch for that. Tyree Jackson makes it. So if you're interested in sort of a deeper look, tight end, something like that, if he's stashable really, really deep, or maybe it's just a look-see as the roster develops, that's one to watch for. Zach Ertz makes the roster. Yeah, I had a subscriber reach out. Hey, still on the Zach Ertz to the Bills potential trade arc here. With the fact that the Bills cut Jacob Hollister and Philly kept Zach Ertz. So we'll see if he makes an appearance week one and ultimately plays. I think he will. I think he plays for them week one. But, I think he plays for them this season. But that's still an unanswered and open depth chart that there could be a landing spot for a veteran. And last but not least in the NFC, Ryan Fitzpatrick, no surprise there for the quarterback situation. It's Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, Jarrett Patterson as the running back. So Peyton Barber gets cut. Again, maybe he makes it back as a reserve guy here. Doesn't make the initial roster. Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Adam Humphries, Deami Brown make it. Reserve guys, Cam Sims, DeAndre Carter, Dax Milne, Logan Thomas, no one really threatening behind him. John Bates makes it. Ricky Seals-Jones, Sammy Reyes. So those are really your guys there. But again, we kind of know what this situation looks like. Not a whole bunch of surprise. All right, I'm going to cut this into two pieces. So I'll release NFC. You get AFC edition as well. And then that'll keep you entertained here. So that'll do it for this episode. Again, when you're done listening to this, check your feed. I'll have AFC out as well. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.